Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, travel expert, and highly recommend to never, ever book travel with Expedia.
Shots fired.
Wowzers.
Pew, pew, pew.
Kristen coming in hot. I'm Al John Go, content creator. Happy to be here running the board. Lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan. And, of course, Disney foodie. Rest in peace, Tony Stark. And I only say that because... just the other day was the honoring of Tony Stark's endgame sacrifice that happened, October 17th of 2023. That's when actually took place.
Do you want to hear something interesting?
Yes.
Before I introduce myself?
Yes.
In the comics in 1970, Tony Stark also died on October 17th.
Yes. Yeah. That was... But he faked his own death back then.
He did.
He faked his own death.
Several times.
Yeah, several times. But now he's married to Emma Frost, so go figure.
Ugh, not all of us can be that successful.
The choices. Hey, fake geek girl, it's your turn.
It's me. I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian. I was going to say that I was kidnapping the Santa Claus, but now I think I'll be going to the Hellfire Gala.
Okay, I like that.
Sounds better to me.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Yeah.
That was weird. There was a little latency there.
I pressed it in advance. I usually press the button in advance because in anticipation of you finishing your sentence as I hit the bell. I guess it's, hey, look. I just upgraded Windows on my laptop, so go figure.
That notification bell said, you're not my supervisor.
It's like, you're not the boss of me.
Worry about yourself. even though I don't want to admit it, today we're going to talk about Christmas.
What?
We're going to talk about Christmas. It's October 18th.
Can't believe it.
I'm not right.
Hallmark starts showing Christmas movies this weekend. We might as well start talking about it.
It's not even the end of Halloween.
Halloween hasn't even happened yet. The Great Pumpkin has not arrived.
Nope.
But that's okay.
But we've been watching some horror movies, just, you know, because before we talk into the food and everything, Chris got me watching the brand new Netflix series from the people that made the
House of Hill House.
The Haunting of Hill House. Huh? So it's the Edgar Allan Poe series.
Yes.
It's so good.
Have you finished it, Kat?
I finished it. I watched it in like one go. And then I immediately watched The Raven afterwards because I had to.
Yes. Yeah. I had to.
Got one or two left.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is.
I could sit there and watch all of it in one sitting. He could not.
Well, I have a hard time staying awake these days, but the Fall of the House of Usher, it's pretty good. We did happen to go see Saw X, by the way, and of course it's more of the same, but it's actually great.
We mentioned that before. I was very surprised. I have not seen Saw X, and I doubt that I will. But I was reading that it's one of the first Saws to be critically acclaimed, so it must be good.
Yeah, you know, Dave Bossert, my co-host on Skull Rock Podcast, he, of course, former Disney, you know, executive and everything. So he goes, upon your recommendation, I checked out Saw X. And I said, oh, you did? And he goes, it's good. It's more of a, you know, it's not the best horror film, and I'm not a horror guy, but, you know, it's pretty good. And I said, you know, he goes, it's gory. And I said, yes, if you're a gore hound, yes, definitely James Wan and all his movies for Saw. Yeah, that's kind of what he does.
It's a lot. It's so much.
It is a lot. But
on the other end of the spectrum, I went and saw The Eras Tour, the movie, this weekend, which was just wonderful and not gory at all. So,
well, another thing that's not gory is the continuing celebration of Disney 100. And this past week, Disney, the company itself, turned 100 years old. And what an accomplishment for a brand that we talk about every week, you know, and different podcasts and such. And we are big Disney fans. So congratulations to the House of Mouse for 100 years.
Absolutely.
I feel like they could have done more. You know, in this day and age of this corporate synergy, I remember the Disney company when A Year of a Million Dreams launched maybe 15 years ago. And everything was running on so many cylinders, so much media. And I know things have changed over the course of, you know, the past 15 years, but there was so much hype and promotions going on that really helped. I feel like even if they were late to the game, and I know that it kind of screws up budgets and different things like that to kind of put in because of their fiscal year, in the middle of their fiscal year, that they didn't budget for this, but you know, they could have done maybe a little bit more. I mean, I feel like they could have done more.
I think we're going to see more still.
Okay.
I do. Cause I think this is going to be, it's going to be like when the 50th and Disneyland 60th, where it was 18 months of celebration. We're only at the 10 month mark right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see 100 celebration all the way up until next October at the very latest, at very earliest. I mean,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Which would make sense.
Yeah. And then immediately after that is like 2025, I'm pretty sure, is the 70th anniversary of Disneyland.
Yes.
So it's one anniversary right after another. So I think it's just everything's going to roll into each other, especially with all the new things opening, the opening of Epcot expansion and everything else. And especially because is it August or September is D23?
Yes.
So I think going in
back in August
up to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'll be good. I mean, you know, we miss D23. We certainly miss coming out to the West Coast and seeing you, Kat, and all of our friends out there on the West Coast, but maybe we'll find a way to make it happen. I don't know. You know, with the kids, it's a different story because, you know, they're difficult
travelers. We have to, yeah. And now we have to fly with the two of them.
Ay, ay, ay. Drinks, please. Drinks.
You'll get there.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll start day at the bar.
Anyway, hey, let's move on. It's a great segue. All the new stuff coming to the Walt Disney World Resort, Kristen.
Yes. Let's talk about the Candlelight Processional.
Yeah.
I cannot believe we are barely more than a month away from this launching.
Craziness.
It'll begin the 2023 Epcot International Festival. The holidays will begin on November 24th.
Oh, man.
So it is that time of year for you to grab that hot cocoa and sugar cookie and sweat to death watching the Candlelight Processional.
Sweat to death.
Yeah, well, it's going to be hot. It's still warm.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then you're going to be drinking hot cocoa. It is not, you're not up in like New York where it's cold.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
But the Candlelight Processional, you have a 50-piece orchestra. Of course, the incredible Voices of Liberty will be part of that. And we have the full list of this year's celebrity narrators.
Do tell.
Yes. So, Aljon.
Yes.
Start with the first three are new.
Yes, it's pretty cool. So Chrissy Metz is new. She's going to be there the first week. Louis Fonsi is also new. I should say Louis Fonsi.
And you want to give those dates?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Chrissy Mintz, November 24th and 25th. Louis Fonzie, 26th through 27th. And Margaret, leg up, will be there 28 to 29. And I'm not going to take this pleasure away from Kat, who's coming up after that.
Yay, favorite. Simu Liu will be there on November 30th yes. through December 2nd. We love Simu. He's the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to the next edition of his film franchise in Marvel, because you know we love the fact that there's a real, like, you know, kung fu master actually portraying the role, and he's awesome.
He's the best. He's also like the spokesperson for absolutely everything right now, which I love.
Yes, he is.
John Stamos will be there December 3rd to the 5th.
New book comes out next week.
Yes, very soon, with many revelations, I hear.
And John,
be doing the audio.
I will. Yeah, he's reading his audio book. He posted on Instagram. I will be checking that out. And I have met John before. He plays our guitars, which is awesome. He's played our guitars for a lot of his life. He's a great musician, but a pretty nice human being. So there you go. John Stamos.
Can't wait to check that out. Of course, Neil Patrick Harris will be there December 6th through the 8th. Marley Matlin, Academy Award winner Marley Matlin, will be there December 9th through the 11th. And I'm sure she will be signing with an interpreter, which is wonderful.
I love that.
I love it, too. I also love this next person, Brendan Fraser, Academy Award winner Brendan Fraser will be there for the first time December 12th through the 14th.
So good.
Yes. Kristen, who else?
Eva Longoria is also new. She's going to be there December 15th through 16th. Joey McIntyre is new this year of The New Kids on the Block, December 17th through the 18th.
Ooh.
I can only imagine how many Gen X people are going to be at that. Sterling K. Brown, also new, December 19th through the 20th. Jordan Fisher, new, December 21st through the 23rd. Stephen Curtis Chapman, I'm glad to see that he will be there for Christmas, so mm-hmm. December 24th through 26th. Audra McDonald is new, December 27th through the 28th. And Lisa Ling,
my girl,
is going to finish it out December 29th and the 30th. Now, opening up as of yesterday was the Candlelight Processional dining packages.
Ooh.
So I highly recommend doing these, especially for these new readers.
Yeah.
As well as the ones that are huge, like Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Harris. So you will definitely want to do that, because you do, when you book that, you will receive special seating for that. So you do have reserve seating. You don't have to wait in the line and start lining up at 11 a.m. to get a good seat.
It's worth it. You're going to have dinner anyway. You might as well have the dinner package and then go ahead and get yourself in what we like to call the fast pass lane for this experience.
Well, this year they have 7 places that are taking part in this. You have Chippendale's Harvest Feast over at Garden Grill Restaurant in the Land, as well as restaurants including the signature dining restaurant, Le Cellier Steakhouse, over at the Canada Pavilion. This does include restaurants for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you don't have to just book a meal that's for dinner. So if you want to do breakfast at, say, Akershus, I would think that is going to be one of the places.
Yep.
That then you can enjoy that. Also, Santa's coming back. You'll see him at the Odyssey Pavilion. Cool. He's going to be there November 24th through December 24th, of course, because he has a very busy night. And you'll be able to get photo ops with him as well.
Cool.
Aljon, storytellers from around the world. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So if you've been listening to the show for the number of years we've been on, you know that we love going around World Showcase and hearing about the different traditions from around the world. And not only do some of them have different incarnations or interpretations of Santa Claus, but also their old, country festivities, if you will, traditions, if you will. So you've got, you know, Chinese New Year. And I know that when you visit Germany, they have Norway. And then they have, they have a bunch of that really cool stuff. So anyway, you can see, celebrate during the season, the mischievous Barn Santa, as they call him over there in Norway, the Chinese Lion Dancer commemorating Lunar New Year. We've got Hanukkah festivities that they're celebrating, which is great. Also, Père Noël sharing delightful words of a child's letter. Very nice. So as you stroll around and you sip and stroll, think about the holidays. Enjoy the different stories told from around the world.
And I'm going to say season. I highly recommend for your sipping part of your sipping and strolling to get a Glühwein in Germany.
Glühwein and chill.
Yeah, it's not chill, but you can
chill. It's not chill, yes. Glühwein and warm. It gives you a warm hug if you're an adult. This doesn't sound right. I better cut myself off. Kat, go ahead. Why don't you read some?
Yeah, okay.
Get myself off the thing here.
You can also see the Voices of Joyful, a celebration of the season in World Showcase Plaza, with uplifting gospel and R&B song celebrating Christmas and Kwanzaa. Of course, my favorite part of any celebration is the sparkling boat tour. Living with the Land, where the greenhouses will be decked out in twinkling holiday lights, which is my favorite. Do that one at night. Highly recommend.
Yes, love it.
Your favorite too, Aljon.
You know, I love Epcot during the holidays. It's so festive. All the parks are festive. It's great.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the holiday kitchens in just a second, but also returning this year is the Holiday Cookie Stroll, which is a purchase 5 cookies from any of the official Cookie Stroll locations, collect the matching stamps, and once you've collected them, you'll be given a special treat.
Nice.
So that's cool. You can do that up until December 30th. And Olaf's Holiday Tradition Expedition. I love this. Do you want to join a snowman? Set off on an adventure with Olaf for his Holiday Traditions Expedition scavenger hunt. Purchase the map at the 2 locations of World Showcase and seek out the tradition that Olaf has found in each pavilion. You can get the map at Creation Shop, Disney Traders, or World Traveler at International Gateway. And if you fill out the whole thing, you get a special festival holiday keepsake. I'm pretty sure last year it was plastic cups or Tupperware. They're both cute. It was lovely.
You'll need it.
Yeah.
Why not?
And of course, it wouldn't be a Disney event without some festival merchandise. They will have a snuggly holiday spirit jersey, of course, a holiday cookie stroll cookie jar.
I like that.
It's cute. It's really pretty. And of course, the holiday festival mug and corksicle tumbler are both available for purchase. Just because, of course.
Another corksicle.
It's cute.
They have not made one that isn't cool.
That's so true.
But that holiday mug, I really like that. It looks very nice to put some Glühwein in.
I knew you were going to say that.
That font is the Lord of the Rings font, so I'm here for it.
Where's Bilbo when you need him?
Having adventures.
Unexpectedly. I know. I need to have William Shatner come in and do the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. It's amazing.
I'm in.
So good. Have you not heard that before?
Of course I have.
Yes. Anyway.
Of course you have.
Because your cat, Vicky Girl.
That's me. Should we talk about the kitchens?
Yes. We know what they are.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay. I will read the list.
Don't keep us.
Do it. So we have the American Holiday Table, Bavaria Holiday Kitchen, Bubbles and Brine, Char and Chop, Holiday Hearth Desserts, Holiday Sweets and Treats,
L'chaim,
a Holiday Kitchen.
It's for all of our Jewish friends.
Las Posadas Holiday Kitchen, Le Marché de Noël Holiday Kitchen,
Noche Buena Cochina.
Thank you. Shanghai Holiday Kitchen, Shiwasu Holiday Kitchen, Swirled Showcase, ooh, Tangerine Cafe Flavors of Medina, Tuscany Holiday Kitchen, Wine and Wedge, Yukon Holiday Kitchen, and yeah, hopefully we will see more. I am excited. I am always excited about the launch of kitchens
because it's great.
I can't wait to see what they're going to be offering.
Well, the good news is you can pretty much guess what they're going to be serving based on the name, mm-hmm, which is always good.
Well, you have an idea of this, the type of food. Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly. Certainly. I mean, I think these are all going to be big hits. And honestly, it's great that they're celebrating, you know, the Hanukkah, because they have L'chaim Holiday Kitchen. And I think, you know, during that time, Jewish people really have awesome holiday food. You know, they've got awesome food anyway, but it's really nice. They have a special... kitchen there to showcase all of that great stuff, because not everybody is exposed to the wonders and delights of the Jewish festivities.
Well, last year they had some really, really good things on there. There was like a pastrami and rye, smoked salmon, potato latkes, which I like those. Mm-hmm. They had a mini jelly-filled donut.
Yes.
So it'll be nice to see what they have this year.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay.
I'm looking forward to Char and Chop. That just sounds like right up my alley.
Oh, yeah. And I guess Swirled Showcase is going to be a permanent fixture. They've actually added it to the Epcot paper map.
Really?
Yes, it is in the old World Showcase Starbucks location.
Oh, yes.
So it's actually like a permanent building.
Gotcha.
So I think we're going to see more things come out of there all year round.
So you're talking about the one that's over by American Adventure?
No.
No.
No, it's the one that's in between.
Over by Canada.
Yeah, by Canada.
That one.
In between, okay. Canada and Imagination Pavilion.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
So I think we're going to see that for a long time. And honestly, it's great because there's not really like a, besides refreshment port, there's not really like a place to get a lot of ice cream or anything over there. Besides like,
no, but there's
outdoor vendors.
There's a lot of cool flavors they could do there.
Yeah, so many. And they can rotate them all the time, which would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Constant seasonal changes.
Yeah.
I love having ice cream or kakagori or frozen beer or anything cold walking around World Showcase, because, you know, you have a sip and stroll, and after a few sips and a couple pavilions, you're ready to reload with another frosty beverage.
Truth.
Another cool tasty treat. So the more ice cream, I say bring it. I love that.
Agree.
Time for this?
Oh yeah.
Is it? I can't believe it. All right, Krista.
We're at that point in the
show. You know, the good news is that it is the holiday season, and people are looking forward to booking their next trip to the Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts, respectively. It is that time. And Kristen is just the one to help you do that. And big thanks to all of our listeners who have taken advantage of Kristen's knowledge of the Disney travel system and had their trip booked with Kristen. What is today's big deal for our listeners?
Well, if you are a Florida resident and you are considering your Christmas gift to your family, your holiday gift to your family, to be a trip in 2024, Disney's got the promotion for you. Florida residents can save up to 30% on rooms in early 2024. So that's going to be for most Sunday through Thursday nights, January 1st through February 22nd, and most nights, February 25th through March 24th. And then you can save up to 20% on most days, Friday and Saturday nights, January 5th through February 24th.
Nice.
So that's definitely a nice way. Do a nice little getaway. Enjoy a nice resort in your home state. And yeah.
I love it. So take advantage of this deal and so many others. Kristen's going to find a way to save you and your family time and money and a lot of hassle. It will be off your shoulders. Kristen, where can people email you to take advantage of these deals and have you book their next Disney trip for them?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
All right. I like it when we can save money.
It's all about saving money.
It is.
Especially nowadays. You need to save money.
Simple, yeah.
Unless you're like, you know, Oprah Winfrey kind of rich.
True. Well, having said that, you know, we launched from International Festival of the Holidays into this really cool holiday event at one of our favorite places at Disney Springs, Wine Bar George, Kristen.
Well, Wine Bar George has been doing these blind tastings.
Oh.
And I believe it started in July.
Cool.
I think it was in July that they started them. And they added October. And then they added November. Well, now they have added December. So Master Sommelier George Melotes is going to do a 90-minute event, of course, led by him. Now, the cool thing about this is not only are these hand-selected by George, but they aren't always the same. They can change. So depending on what event date you pick, you could get completely different wines.
Hmm.
So that's nice because you could decide, hey, I want to do it in October. And hey, I'm going to do it now that I know there's one in December. I can do it in December and whole new experience.
Very
but
good.
It's very nice. Very nice event.
Well, I guess
I want to do it.
Well, for more information, I'm sure you can check out winebargeorge.com. They've got the different locations there for you to check out, or just visit the Disney Springs website and go ahead and get your tickets while you can. It's a limited event, so they sell out very quickly.
Yes.
So keep that in mind.
It does include, in case you were wondering, it does include cheese and charcuterie, and the doors open at noon day of the event. Tickets are non-refundable, which is pretty standard for anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, alrighty then. We will launch into the travel deal early. I was I'm trying to read the script here. Hey, Kat, what's going on over at Jollywood Nights?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's a new thing.
Is
it's
it?
Brand new.
Is it?
It is.
Nice.
It's happening on 10 select nights from November 11th through December 20th. There's so much happening, including a lot of jazz, which I am 100% in favor of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nighttime event at Hollywood Studios. It's going to feature some lovely spots to hang and eat over there, including Fiesta en la Calle in Commissary Lane. The streets there will be filled with Latin holiday tunes and colorful decor. Of course, plenty of eats, which we'll talk about in a second. You can also experience jazzy holidays at the Hollywood Brown Derby, playing holiday tunes in the sparkling decor of my favorite place. You can sip crack cocktails. We'll talk about those in a second. And of course, you can even drop by the Twilight Soiree at the Tip Top Club, a swinging soiree in the courtyard of the Hollywood Tower Hotel with a live band.
Yes.
Awesome.
I love all of these things. I wish I was going.
Right? I know. Oh my God.
To be there.
Just reading this does sound like a very Disneyland-esque kind of thing they're doing.
For real.
Yes. Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
It sounds great.
We're going to talk about all the food items in just a second. But of course, I just want everyone to know that Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy are going to be there. They're gonna be there. They're hosting the thing. They're also gonna be showing Jingle Bell Jingle Bam again this year.
Nice.
And we love it. But of course, this is Dining at Disney, not Kat, Kristen, and Aljon talk about the Muppets for 90 minutes. So let's talk about the food, shall we?
Yes.
Holiday Fiesta in La Calle at ABC Commissary is the start. Chicken empanadas with street corn.
Oh, gosh. These look so good.
I know.
Yeah, they do.
Are good.
Chicken empanadas served with a side of street corn salad, topped with chili pepper, lime, and cojita cheese.
Are you hungry yet, Kristen?
Oh, my God.
I love
this empanada.
Empanadas all day, every day, please.
Yes.
All four of these things look amazing.
Yes.
Yucca con chicharron. Fried pork belly, yucca, red pickled onions, and chili pepper lime seasoning with a yellow pepper aioli. I'll have 10 of those, please.
They have pork belly at Costco.
Oh, good.
So tempted to buy some and
get it.
Try and attempt to make pork belly because that is something I've never cooked.
We should.
You could make chicharron or you could make bosam.
Oh, yeah, you could make a bunch of that. Hey, and by the way, every time you hear Kristen say Costco or Kat say Costco, take a drink. As it happens on this episode.
We love Kat Costco, okay? Costco,
or Kristen says something about going to Costco. Hey, anyway.
Look, listen, I'm at that age where I buy my groceries and my clothes at the same time, okay? So leave me alone.
Hey, I'm with you.
Also.
Money.
Yeah, that's all.
Also, the mushroom taco.
This episode has been brought to you by Costco.
I wish that was true. Costco, sponsor us.
Kidding, right?
And the deal guy.
Sponsor us, Costco. We'll take hot dogs. We'll take just hot dogs.
We'll take the hot dog combo with a $1.49 drink along with that.
Strawberry frozen yogurt. Let's go.
Exactly. Hey, they have a new boba, don't they? Didn't they have a new boba drink or they have a new slushy thing?
What? Mine doesn't have boba? What?
No. I think it's a new.
It's a slushy.
I think.
It's a new slushy. Oh, it's a mango. It's mango slush. We got, yes.
The mango. Oh, we have that one. We have that.
Like a mango or something. Okay. Sorry. We got, you see, this
I wish
is what
it
happens.
Was boba.
Oh, welcome to the Dining at Costco podcast, where we talk about only four menu items.
That's our next show to record that one.
That picture of that mushroom taco.
Thanks for
bringing, so good.
Thanks for bringing it back home, Chris.
Let me tell you about it. Mushroom taco, chili roasted mixed mushrooms, avocado crema, baby gem lettuce, and garnished with sliced radish. This is plant-based. It looks delicious. And it wouldn't be a Disney event without a birria taco.
Yeah.
Shredded short rib and Monterey Jack served with beef consomme for dipping, of course.
Oh, so good.
And then, of course, there's dessert.
Yeah.
Tembleque.
And drinks.
Coconut rice pudding with caramel rum sauce and cinnamon.
Please.
What? Give that to me.
Okay, you want to hear something crazy?
Tell me.
My daughter doesn't like caramel.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I bought the caramel for dipping like apples in.
Yeah.
She tried it today.
No, go.
Spit it out. I was like, what is wrong with you?
She's a chocolate girl.
She is.
I don't like it.
Chocolate girl.
I'm like, I don't know who you are.
You got to get her to try marshmallow fluff next.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. She likes marshmallows. If I want to be super dad for a day, I will make them oatmeal and then I'll put little marshmallows that we save for our hot cocoa in there. I'll put a few of those in there and she's like,
"That's what's up."
Ooh, daddy surprised
her
me.
Brother. He loved the caramel. He was like all about it. He's like, "Mom,
that's what's up." Pure sugar. Let's go.
Truly my son.
Oh, I love them.
Okay.
I also love Mexican hot cocoa cheesecake. Spiced chocolate cheesecake on a chocolate cookie base topped with vanilla whipped cream and cocoa powder with a chocolate handle. What?
Oh my gosh.
It sounds delicious.
Yes.
And of course, we got alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. My favorite thing in the whole world, mango nada.
Yeah.
Frozen mango beverage with mango chili pepper lime sauce and chili pepper lime seasoning on top. That one's non-alcoholic.
Oh, but
I want a shot of tequila in that.
Still,
yeah.
Take it. So
I'm in. Yeah. You could also get a zero proof pina colada, liar spiced cane spirit, coconut, pineapple, and lime. And this one's for you, Al John. Oaxaca Old Fashioned, Casa Dragones, Blanco Tequila, Del Magui Vida Mezcal, Agave Nectar, Mexican Chocolate, and Orange Bitters, served over ice, garnished with an orange.
Yes, please. Andale, andale.
I have a question before we go forward.
Okay.
Yes.
Are these things included with the price of this admission, or are these a separate cost, do you think?
Oh, I think they'd be a separate cost.
I just am asking because there's no prices on this foodie guide.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally we see a price. So I was just asking.
Probably price TBD, but...
Okay, you're probably right.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things. There are those offerings, and I think you pay the you know, you have the Hollywood, the Jollywood Nights event, and that's how they help pay for all the additional stuff that they have, is that here are these additional items, and then they cost average everything.
I agree. I agree.
You know what? The all of these items are super premium looking, and they look and sound amazing. So
agree.
Mm-hmm.
Whose turn is it? I don't know whose turn it is.
So baseline, turn? My turn. So
okay.
Baseline Tap House. Is it your turn? Go ahead, Kristen.
No, it's fine.
You're mouthing it on video, so, and you're also kicking my bad foot.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, Baseline Tap House has tuna ceviche, marinated ahi tuna, pica de gallo, and avocado cream topped with cilantro. I love me some ceviche.
Yum.
Next is the charcuterie cup, which reminds me of, is it Flower and Garden?
Mm-hmm.
When they do Spanish? Yep.
Yes.
The manchego, the chorizo. Serrano ham, pickled vegetables, olives, and toasted focaccia bread.
I'm a fan.
Beer margarita. It is a blend of Patron Silver Tequila, Cointreau liqueur, and lime juice, topped with Scrimshaw Pilsner over ice.
This is not your Michelada that you normally have, y'all. This is all top shelf stuff.
Oh, this looks so good. There is a spicy pimento kimchi dip topped with chives and served with fresh house-made wonton chips.
Ooh.
Roasted, this is at Dockside Diner, by the way. Roasted eggplant dip topped with chives and served with warm pita bread. It is a plant-based item. There's the poutine topped potato barrels topped with gravy, brisket, mozzarella curds, and chives. I see. It's all about the chives here.
And I learned last week that it's called potato barrels because Orida owns the term tater tot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned something.
A plus.
Trademark.
Christmas tree cookie stack. You can get the vanilla cookie stack filled with pistachio, buttercream, cranberry, and raspberry jam topped with sprinkles and a yellow candy star. I will take that.
I will take all of it.
They also have the Sandy Claus hot cocoa, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas inspired dark chocolate hot cocoa topped with a cherry whipped cream. It is non-alcoholic. That sounds and looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Naughty or Nice Crown Royal whiskey and ginger mixed with orange, cranberry, and grapefruit juices topped with fresh cranberries. That sounds amazing. I can't drink it, but it sounds amazing.
Kristen's
it looks really good.
Kristen can't drink grapefruit juice, y'all.
Mm-mm. It mixes with medications.
Well, over there at Epic Eats, thank you for saving this for me. Spicy Korean chicken funnel cake. Yeah, you like chicken waffles? This is the Korean version of it. Spicy fried Korean chicken with pickled vegetables served on a mini funnel cake. Wow. My mind is blown. Brisket Reuben funnel cake, which is beef brisket and sauerkraut slaw topped with Thousand Island dressing served on a mini funnel cake. Ay, ay, ay. Another home run. Or s'mores funnel cake which is a giant roasted marshmallow with giant chocolate marshmallow sauce all around it, topped with chocolate curls and cinnamon cereal, served on a mini funnel cake. And that cinnamon cereal, that Cinnamon Toast Crunch, y'all.
Is it Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Heck yeah, it is.
Also trademarked.
Also trademarked. I can say it. They can.
Yes.
True. And, but Chex Mix is cinnamon cereal. That's why I was just saying.
Oh.
Well. But you're probably
right. Isn't Honey Grahams a cereal too?
Yeah, but it's honey, not cinnamon.
It is Grahams, right?
Yeah, it is Grahams.
You're right.
Look, listen, I don't know what day it is. I'm so itchy, you guys.
No, it's all right. Hey, look. I know, curses. Samuel Adams Winter Lager, spiced with cinnamon, ginger, and orange peel for deep flavor and malty finish. I'll take everything, you know?
You shouldn't have the brisket, though.
Kat, I have recently been told by my doctor that I probably should steer away from a lot of red meat and a lot of beer. And this is going to hurt me.
High fructose.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does. But that's okay. I mean, I'm going to be here. It's going
to
be.
Your health has to come first, for sure.
It does. So I can have everything else. Over at Fairfax Fair, they have the Holiday Turkey Popover, which is roasted turkey and creamy mashed potatoes topped with gravy, cranberry chutney, and chives in a house-made popover.
That sounds like something you'd like.
Whoa. And then they have the Just the Sides Popover, which is mac and cheese, savory collard greens with ham, cornbread crumbs, and a house-made popover.
That just does not sound good to me.
It sounds kind of weird, but also...
It's what happens after you put everything in your tummy.
Well, you know, it's a popover, so it's stuffing, y'all. It's just stuffing with all your holiday... you know, dinner put in there.
That's
what it is. They also have a PB&J donut, which is glazed with creamy peanut butter, grape jelly dipped in dark chocolate, topped with crushed house-made salt and vinegar chips. Look.
I'd eat that.
Yes. It's all about the sweet and savory, right? Mm. And then you have Kermit's Frozen Banana Blitz, Bliss, which is a frozen banana. Also white chocolate and caramel swirls topped with matcha whipped cream and sprinkle. It's not alcoholic.
And the matcha whipped cream just sounds like a very strange thing to put with the other ingredients.
It's green. You know, there's got to be some Kermit green put in there. So there you go.
I will say I love Korean banana milk mixed with my matcha. So it's probably delicious.
I have not had that.
You should. It's wonderful.
It's good. It sounds strange. So when I was a kid, I was like,
I love milk. Me some matcha.
It's like, you know, it's weird. You know, it's like when I was a kid, I didn't like sriracha and all like banana ketchup and a bunch of other stuff that I can eat now. It's
cilantro.
I hated cilantro, but I love it now.
You hated cilantro till you met me.
Until I met you and my life changed forever. A life changed for good. Mistletoe martini. You have Tito's Handmade Vodka and St. Germain Elderflower Liqueur. Mixed with cranberry juice, topped with fresh cranberries and mint leaves.
Ooh.
That sounds wonderful. Kristen, Kat, who's going to take over this awesome thing at Gertie's?
Me, because I love Gertie.
All right, let's do it.
At Gertie's Ice Cream of Extinction, the icon Gertie, there is a Christmas Gertie cookie. It's a sugar cookie with mint icing. It's also available with mint soft serve, my favorite.
I like that. I want that.
Yes, it sounds delicious. It just says market. I don't know where that means. What do you think that means? Just market.
It's probably just at market.
I don't know where that would be, but if you find it, they will have a buffalo chicken spring roll, a fried spring roll served with jalapeno ranch dipping sauce and fried rice noodles. They will also have Frozone Snowball Macaroons, coconut macaroons, drizzled with blue vanilla frosting and topped with white snowflake sprinkles. Spiced apple cider with cinnamon and an apple chip garnish. That one's non-alcoholic. They'll also have a zero-proof apple cider, Liar Spiced Cane Spirit apple cider, Angostura bitters, and cinnamon topped with an animal, an apple chip, and a cinnamon rim. And in holiday fashion, Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon, rosemary syrup, cranberry and lime juices, and cinnamon.
I think this is just a pop-up marketplace that they're going to have there.
I think you're probably right. I just feel like market is very
I
vague.
Think they haven't so generic. Come up with the name for it yet. It's so vague.
Just even put special market.
Market.
Mercado Especial.
Okay, great. I love it. It sounds great. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, why not?
Over at Pizza Rizzo Wrap Pizza, you could get the meatball and polenta, giant meatball with marinara and creamy cheese polenta.
That actually looks really good.
Yes, I love polenta. An olive and goat cheese flatbread, olive oil toasted flatbread, creamy goat cheese, rustic olive and tomato spread, balsamic glaze, and lemon watercress. It sounds refreshing.
Yeah, it does. It sounds good.
You could also get the antipasto flatbread, fresh mozzarella, salami, pepperoni, country ham, olives, peppers, onions, pepperoncini, and marinara.
Everything sounds good so far here.
Yeah, everything does sound good. For dessert, they'll have a tiramisu puff, sweet and savory, with flavors of espresso, chocolate, and coffee-infused custard with mascarpone cream. And to drink, the Benvolio Pinot Grigio, Banffy Chianti Superior, Peroni Nestro Azzurro Lager Draft, and Heineken Non-Alcoholic Lager. I love that we're seeing more non-alcoholic options.
Yes.
Lately. We've been seeing a lot of zero-proof things lately, which I think is pretty great.
Yes.
I like the idea of options.
Yes.
I like it when they do like, here is the version and you can get the adult version too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know,
I don't get the idea of drinking a non-alcoholic beer, but
I do have friends that are in recovery that will tell you that it's always nice to have because they don't feel left out.
Exactly. And sometimes even if you're not in recovery, you just don't drink. You kind of like the taste of it.
Or you just want to be social.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've been on many cruises and they always have like a list of these events. And every cruise ship has this get together for friends of Bill W. Mm-hmm. So I finally decided, I was like, I want to know who Bill W. is that he has so many friends.
Okay.
And realized that it is AA on a cruise ship.
It is.
I was like, well, didn't know that.
There you go.
Never would have guessed that. It's a very nice way of like putting that on there and yeah, and kind of hiding it in a way. Yeah. You know,
the people who need people to know
about yeah, going. Yeah. Yes,
if
exactly.
You need to know, if you, yeah, if you know, you know.
Yeah, I love it.
Very I was good. Like, I learned something new today. There we go.
Kristen, tell us about the soiree.
Oh, yes. The Twilight Soiree, which I am excited about at the Tip Top Club, the Fifth Dimension Royale. Terramano Blanco Tequila, Cointreau Liqueur, Desert Pear, Agave Nectar, and Lime Juice, topped with Domaine Saint-Michel Brut. And garnished with a dehydrated blood orange wheel.
Sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The Twilight Daiquiri, Parrot Bay Coconut Rum, Ube, Lime Juice, and a splash of Shimmer.
Mm.
That sounds like something I would make.
Yes, it does.
It does look. It does look like that drink I made the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Sparkling Pomegranate Apple Cider, Pomegranate Green Tea, topped with sparkling apple cider and pomegranate seeds. Ooh, I like the sound of that one.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Domaine St. Michel Brut.
Yes.
At the Trolley Car Cafe, you can get the Ornament Mousse, dark chocolate cherry mousse. Ooh, does that sound good? They have at the outdoor vending locations a plant-based item. It is the Gingerbread Bites. And at the various bar locations, you have the zero proof gingerbread spritzer, Lear Spice cane spirit, gingerbread syrup, and club soda garnished with a gingerbread bite. That sounds very good. Sugar Cookie Martini, Stoli Vanilla Vodka, Bailey's Irish Cream Liqueur, and Di Serona Original Liqueur mixed with milk and sugar in a sprinkled rimmed glass with a sugar cookie garnish. And that sounds absolutely amazing. I love me some Di Serona. Al John.
Sure. Over there at Hollywood Brown Derby for jazzy holidays, they've got the Oyster Rockefeller, which has got spinach foam, shaved parmesan, ricotta pepper relish, and salmon caviar. They also have crispy duck drumettes with spicy orange glaze, carrots, and kumquats. They have charcuterie, which has house-made cured meats and accompaniments, blue cheese, mousse, and toasted sourdough. And they also have the classic shrimp cocktail with citrus pearls and avocado mousse. Mm. All sounds very classy. They also have the Derby Slider, which is bison and pork belly blend. Whoa, special. Taglio cheese sauce and fig stout jam. That's kicking it up a notch. They also have the tuna carpaccio, mezcal pickled vegetables in there with salsa matcha and avocado crema.
Mmm, nice.
Yeah, they've got my favorite Korean barbecue pork belly bao with cucumber slaw and soy vinaigrette. They also have a tofu bao, which has got the seared tofu, cucumber slaw, and soy vinaigrette. And then a classic cocktail assortment with zero proof and non-alcoholic beverages, wine, and beer. So plenty of stuff to select from with this run-through. And then, oh, and I forgot to mention, Joffrey's Tea and Coffee Company has got the Tinseltown Teeny, which is toast to holiday cheer with the cold brew coffee with Kahlua, Grey Goose, and a hint of light cream and a little cocoa in there. And then you have the Round 'Em Up Latte, which is espresso, cookie butter syrup, dulce de leche sauce, milk topped with fluffy whipped cream, animal crackers, and sprinkles. And you can get that hot or iced as well. And you can get the Tinseltown over at Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. And then you can get the non-alcoholic Round 'Em Up Latte available at Toy Story Land.
Those sound amazing.
Wow, yes. It's awesome. I love it.
I want to do this event.
Sounds so good.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this delicious, fun-filled episode. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You are the reason we do this show, so please continue to support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews.
I pressed the button twice. It didn't go. I think it canceled it out.
I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry.
If you do enjoy what we do, consider becoming a supporter on Spotify. Or you can shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, and Garden Grocer. You can find them on diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below. Al John.
Yes.
Where can you find us?
Well, you can find us on all the socials. We're there. You can also find us on other places as well.
Where can we find you?
Oh, yeah. You can find me, Al John Go on Instagram, you know. And you can also check out the podcast with Kat. And she's got a great podcast called Eat the Pictures. Go in the show archives and have fun with food and film. That's what she does. And then you also can find my podcast with Disney creative and awesome author Dave Bossert. He just released a book about the House of the Future, about Monsanto, and all the really cool stories behind the scenes of that. So check out his book. And he also put out a book this week, which is A Nightmare Before Christmas, with his interviews with all the people you know, that are celebrating, 35 years of this film, including Tim Burton and Danny Elfman and so many others. And it's an amazing book. He just had the signing and special event with Don Hahn over at the El Capitan.
Wow.
And it's amazing. So I can't wait to get my copy, but you can get yours as well. But check out our show, Skull Rock Podcast, about pop culture, Disney, and film.
We need to see if he can join us next week.
Yeah, he can do that. Yeah, he can do that for sure. All right.
We'll be here.
There you go, Kat, and it's all you.
I never hear when he's on.
Oh,
ooh.
All right. Well, whatever. You can find Dining at Disney on all your favorite social media sites and, of course, at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and, of course, the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. You can listen to Sorcerer Radio 24/7 at srsounds.com or on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
Information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.